From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. We go now to Brazil, where the use of social media is exploding. It's Facebook's third largest market, the fifth largest for Twitter. The controversial women-only app called Lulu just launched in Brazil, and it's become the top downloaded app there, making it Lulu's biggest market. But NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports Brazil isn't all good news for these international internet giants. They're also struggling with a host of legal issues as Brazil tries to update its legal code for these social media times.
20-year-old Marcela taps on the Lulu app on her iPhone while flicking her long brown hair. On the screen, pictures of young men appear with ratings next to them. I think it's cool because it's a social network for what all women throughout history have always done, she says. Let's talk about the guys we like, the guys we think are handsome. That's why I liked it, because it's a good way to spend time, and it's funny, she says. In case you've been living in isolation, in a cave, in Tibet, or are under 25, Lulu app is the girls-only application linked to your Facebook account that allows you to anonymously rate your exes, your current boyfriend, or your male friends with hashtags like Mama's Boy, Incurable Romantic, or Burps and Farts, among many others. Created by entrepreneur Alexandra Chong, it started in the States and took off. Its first foray into the international market was in Brazil.
In the first week, we saw 5 million visits by girls, 300 million profile views.
Lulu's marketing director, Deborah Singer, says the launch was an unqualified success. Social media in Brazil is booming, analysts say, because it taps into some fundamental Brazilian traits. Sociability, their love of communicating, and the consumer culture here that prizes anything new. All this made Brazil the obvious market for Lulu, Singer says. She says Lulu app makes some men uncomfortable at first.
But once they actually see how the app works, once they realize that it's multiple choice, that girls can't write whatever they want, and that overall the reviews tend to be very positive, that's when we convert them and they really start to see the value of Lulu.
But if you try to get onto Lulu app today in Brazil, you'll see a banner reading, Lulu is on vacation. Happy Christmas. We are renovating during the holidays and we'll be back soon. Lulu app has been faced with lawsuits by men who say their privacy has been violated. The public prosecutor's office has even launched an inquiry. Law student Filippo Dell'Imede Scolari is among them. He says, a friend of mine sent me a screenshot of my Lulu app profile with all the hashtags about me. I got revolted because I saw things about my intimate life exposed on the internet for anyone to see, he says. Facebook got my information and used it for something I didn't expressly authorize, he says. Our fight is to regulate privacy on the internet. I want Lulu to comply with Brazilian law, he says. The problem is Brazilian law is still in flux, and legislation is only just being created to deal with the rise of social media here. Fernando Batista is an independent researcher on internet use.
In the Brazilian Constitution, freedom of expression is guaranteed. But the Constitution also says there can't be anonymity in this expression. So if I rate someone, that's not the problem, but the anonymity could be. That's the debate right now.
And it's not just a discussion about Lulu. Last month, two girls killed themselves after sexually explicit photos of them were distributed through social media. One congressman has proposed legislation that would make so-called revenge porn illegal. In the past few months, there's been a raft of other laws dealing with internet hacking, identity theft, racism on the net, and other issues. More broadly, Brazil's Congress is expected to pass sweeping internet legislation in the new year that will deal with issues of privacy, among other things. As for Lulu app, it promises to be back in 2014 and says it will now only use the profiles of men who have agreed to opt in. In the meantime, it's launched a marketing campaign to get guys to agree to be rated. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.